Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to everybody listening all over North America. The free Odyssey app. Your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, smart speakers. However you're listening, I'm glad that you're here. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our producer, super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. And we have had a busy night already thus far. We told you about Monty Williams, the new head coach of the Detroit Pistons. He's making more money than any head coach in NBA history. He's getting $12 million a season. He's getting this cash for 6 years. That is $72 million. Greg Popovich, this past season, he made $11.5 million. Monty's getting a whole $500,000 more than him. Well, now he just has to work with those young guys and try to develop them into the future. Also, we know that we're less than 24 hours away from the start of the NBA Finals. I feel like we've all been waiting forever. And then this evening, we learned, for all of my friends that listen and watch television religiously, or maybe you stream it, whatever the case might be, Shannon Sharpe is no longer going to participate on Undisputed with Skip Bayless. It's been reported that both he and Fox have come to an agreement on a buyout of his contract. He's going to stick around through the NBA Finals, and then he will be gone. What that means for Skip Bayless, what that means for the show, we have no idea. I'm assuming they will find someone else to pair with that man. We heard from Bill Belichick on the other side of the break, taking responsibility for the New England Patriots, having a few extra meetings during OTAs. And as a result, the New England Patriots have lost 2 days of OTAs. That's just the Belichick way. And his response, just, he didn't care too much. He's like, hey, here we are, and it's time to move on, and it's not such a big deal. It's in the past. And you know what? Don't take my word for it. Listen to just I don't think he's angry, but listen to a matter-of-fact Bill Belichick, just always looking towards the future. Listen.
Situations in the past is resolved and we moved on. So, like I said, it was three phase two meetings.
Yeah. So, I'm just thinking your words about Joe make it seem as if, you know what, it's not one person that someone should be.
Look, I'm responsible for it, so that's it.
Yep, just talking. Bill Belichick doesn't like to talk. And you know, every single Wednesday night I bring you a new top six list. And tonight, I'm gonna do the opposite. Well, I'm still going to give you a top six list, but I'm going to highlight individuals, basically, who are the opposite of Bill Belichick. They don't know how to stop talking. They should be like Belichick. They should say nothing. I'm going to give you a top six list of athletes who need to shut up. They're yaps. They need to stop talking, whether they're digging themselves a deeper hole or I'm going to give you the reason why each of these guys should just stop. They should just quit. They should call it a wrap. And you know what? Let's not waste any time. Let's hit the fancy music, and I'll give you that top six list of athletes who need to stop talking.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, and it is time for a new top six list. Athletes who need to stop talking. Different reasons for each guy. And so let's just get things going. It's a countdown. What number are we starting with?
Number six.
Oh, we mentioned him earlier in the show as well. Because even though he's in a different shade of green, even though he's playing for another team, the old team is still a topic of conversation. I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers. He has needed to be quiet for quite a few years now at this point in time. We can go down the list from everything from ayahuasca to COVID, his paid appearances with Pat McAfee. And then we also learned today, or we got confirmation that he wanted Brian Gutekunst fired. And instead of speaking to The Athletic, of which he said, go talk to my agent, instead of just saying, hey, I'm a New York Jet, just things continue on. I'm hoping that after today, there's not a story. I hope there's not a comment. I hope there's nothing from Aaron Rodgers while he's a Jet about his time in Green Bay. Just leave it alone. I thought he finally addressed it and closed the door when he was introduced to the New York Jets. And this is what Rodgers had to say about his exit and his time and his former relationship with the Packers.
I don't know if I need to really get into the specifics. I will say, people that know me, I'm fortunate to live in a beautiful house. The only downside is I have very limited cell service. So if you want to get a hold of me, I have to see your face. You got to FaceTime me. So the only response to the communication thing is there's, you know, records in your phone about who called you, when, FaceTime. And there wasn't any specific FaceTimes from any of those numbers that I was looking at. That's neither here nor there, because we're in this position. Obviously, that's somehow, you know, what the direction they wanted to go, as far as they couldn't get a hold of me, which led for this to be the case. My point was, if there was a change that wanted to be made, why wasn't that told to me early in the offseason?
Well, today in The Athletic, I thought he said he was done talking about it. Now today he's just like, they called me in the morning at like 8 a.m. And sometimes I wouldn't answer until 8 at night or maybe 8 a.m. the next day. I'm like, man, this sounds like a teenage love affair. Just stop it, man. If you get asked about the Packers, you know what you say? I'm a New York Jet. That may not be the prettiest thing to say, but yeah, you are a Jet. This is what you wanted. Anyway, top six athletes who need to stop talking. Hey, at number six, I got Aaron Rodgers. What's next up?
Number five.
This is tricky. I guess he is an athlete. Both him and his brother, they actually happen to be surprisingly very good athletes. I'm talking about Jake Paul. Shep, does he count? He's an athlete, right?
Man, not in my opinion, JR, but this is your top six list, not mine.
Yeah. He's an entertainer.
That's more so.
He's an entertainer, and God bless him. He's been able to go out here and just milk every dollar, every penny, every cent from every person you could imagine. This guy, Jake Paul, is going to take on Nate Diaz in a boxing match on August 5th in Dallas. This is the same dude who knocked out Nate Robinson. He's going toe-to-toe with Tyron Woodley. He's fighting MMA fighters, some of them older. And he's fighting Tommy Fury, who we know this. He ain't his brother. And so Jake Paul, He needs to stop talking, but God bless him. His mouth, and it's gotten him paid. And so, is he a professional athlete? Is he an entertainer? He's an entertainer. I got him on the list for hell's sake because I want him to shut up, but it's his bread and butter. He's been good at it. A matter of fact, I don't know if he's good. He might also be a little stupid here, but he wants to box Conor McGregor. I guess that would be a good idea. This is full of vulgarities, but this is what he told Excellent MMA.
Guess what, Conor? I'll be out of you. That money fight will always be there. And when I knock Nate Diaz the out and you realize I'm the biggest fight for you, call me and I'll answer. And I'm my own boss. I make my own decisions. I'm not in control by Dana White. I don't have a dad. And so I can make the fight happen.
I remember now why I have him on this list. Because I want somebody to shut him up. He actually lost the fight. He did. He lost to Tommy Fury. But the fact is, we need somebody to beat him up bad like a real professional. But he won't do that because he's going to lose money. I want him to stop talking. But he's not dumb enough to get in the ring with somebody who is a true threat. I wish he would shut up. Top six athletes who need to stop talking. What's up next on the list?
Number four.
You know, speaking of Tommy Fury, who just beat Jake Paul, even though he ain't his brother. And number four, I am giving you his brother. I'm giving you Tyson Fury. Yeah, I got Tyson Fury here on the list of athletes who need to stop talking. Because for someone who doesn't have a loss on his record, someone who has gone toe-to-toe with Deontay Wilder, has taken his best shot, of which he can deliver one shot. He rose from the dead, and he beat the hell out of him. He's faced him three times. He beat him twice. He drew the first go-round. And you would think that Tyson Fury would be out here trying to unify all the heavyweight championships, of which he only has the WBC. Usyk has the other titles. Tyson Fury should just go fight him and be the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. And instead of doing that, Tyson Fury is still beating up on Derek Chisora. Tyson Fury is also running around calling out MMA fighters like he is Jake Paul. Hey, stick to boxing. Be the best of the best. He's had a hard knock life, a hard come up. He's dealt with mental health challenges, but stick to boxing. We don't need all this other nonsense and crap about him calling out John Jones? What? Listen to Tyson Fury call out John Jones.
You're talking about me in a cage. I'm not a cage fighter, mate. I'm a boxer. The best boxer, actually. So if you want to come into a boxing ring and fight me, be my guest. Let me know. You don't have to call anybody else. No Dana's, nobody. You call me because it's a boxing fight and I'm the boss in this.
Okay. John Jones, I can't even play John Jones' response because he was laughing while using the bathroom. Yes, that was John Jones' response. I was not going to play that on the radio here. But I'll play you this. Chael Sonnen, who we've had on the show here before. Chael Sonnen, he had his own response to Tyson Fury, and he basically told him, hey, man, you need to shut up.
Oh, Tyson Fury. See, I thought he was better than this. I used to view Tyson like as a fellow genius. That's how I would talk about him. I appreciate Tyson Fury a lot. I appreciate the boxer. I'm grateful for the entertainer. The entertainment side of Tyson is something that I feel people should say thank you for. It's not included in your pre-chairs. It's in your pay-per-view buy. Now he's in a back and forth with John Jones. If John was to go and fight Tyson Fury, John will stand with Tyson Fury. That's true. For sure. Not a maybe. Before he takes him down and beats him up. The difference is, while they're standing, even for those brief exchanges, much like he did with Surreal Gone, John will beat you up there too. John will beat you up in every single position. But if you're in Tyson Fury's position, which is larger, a bigger star, you got more money, you're more recognizable and known more worldwide, but you're the one in the conversation that's explaining, then you're the one in the conversation that's losing.
Yeah, Tyson Fury. You sound like a clown, bro. You do. Go fight a boxer. Leave John Jones alone. sound goofy. You did all that beating up Deontay Wilder to stop. Just go get the other heavyweight titles and stop with the nonsense. I got Tyson Fury, number four on the list. Top six athletes who need to stop talking. Who's next?
Number three.
Who plays in the playoffs and does a podcast after? Draymond Green. Who's in the NBA and has a talent deal with Turner Sports? Draymond Green. Who punched his teammate in the head in training camp? And then went on a podcast after the season to say, if I didn't punch him, then I think I wouldn't be on this podcast right now. I think I'd still be playing in the playoffs. Draymond Green. Listen to what he told Stephen A. Smith on ESPN after they got beat by the Lakers. This is Draymond basically admitting, maybe I need to do better. I don't know if he'll ever say he needs to shut up, but listen to this.
Are you still playing if that stuff with Jordan Poole didn't happen early in the season?
I absolutely think so, because I still think the fact of the matter is it's going to be hard. I don't really think anyone could beat us, and I know we just lost. I'm not taking anything away from the Los Angeles Lakers. They're competing at a high level. They're a good team, so I'm not taking anything away from them. But I think the reason that we are still playing, like, we didn't lose. We're not playing right now because we lost to the Los Angeles Lakers. We're not playing right now because when you speak about the fouling, when you speak about all of the slippage that we had as a team on the road, not being able to come together, none of those things happen if that doesn't happen, because the voice that I am and the departments that I lead this team in, there was a ton of slippage due to me sitting back, me not saying anything, me trying to allow that situation to play itself out and giving it time to heal. But while you're giving it all of that time, guess what? I would say probably by February, I started to feel like myself again and speak more. But guess what? There was 5 months of a season where slippage has just been occurring.
No. Oh. I get it. He is working his way into a post-playing career. So I get it. He just talks about everything. Just go play, man. It's like you punch your teammate, we get an episode about it. After the season, you lose, we get an episode about it. It's fun, it's good, it's great promotion, but damn. I don't know if there's anybody in the NBA who talks as much as him. I'm trying to think. You know what? I think I have an answer. Draymond Green is number three on this list. What's the next number after this?
Number two.
Top six athletes who need to stop talking. I thought of a guy. It's Kyrie Irving. He told everybody a few years ago in Boston he wants to stay. Did that happen? Nope. This is the same dude who said he wanted to stick around with Kevin Durant, wouldn't leave him hanging. Did that happen? Nope. This is the same dude who finally got traded after the Brooklyn Nets said, no, we ain't giving you no maximum contract. Not after all that crap that you pulled. Not showing up to work. You're tweeting out controversial posts. We can go down the list. He's like, I don't want to be here anymore. And he gets traded to Dallas. Dallas Mavericks now have a losing record with him. In or out of the lineup, doesn't matter. And then also, he's going to be a free agent. They traded for him. Is he going to stick around? Is he going to try again to go to the Los Angeles Lakers? Can the Lakers afford him? The answer is no. And at the same time, Kyrie Irving is sitting front row at Laker games in the postseason while D'Angelo Russell is struggling. But Kyrie Irving is being seen. He's one of the most entertaining guys in the NBA when he actually plays. He's also one of the most controversial because he doesn't stop talking. And then he had the gall, the audacity, to go on Instagram last week and tell everyone, don't talk about me. Listen to this.
Stop mentioning me on Twitter. All y'all fan bases, stop mentioning me right now, please. It is still the Western Conference and Eastern Conference Finals. Denver's going to the finals. You know, we're still waiting for Boston and Miami. Can y'all please leave me out of this? Please, can I just be with my family in peace? Y'all got people at my dinner table discussing what my free agency plans are. Stop that. Y'all think it's funny shit, but please stop that. I actually like having peace of mind when I'm at the crib, all right? Like, I see all y'all ads. I see all y'all mentions. Okay, I said it. I see all y'all stuff y'all be saying. I see all y'all fan base. I get it. I'm just as excited as y'all are. But you gotta chill, though. You gotta chill, though. Come on, like, we can have some fun with it, but, like, the love is already there, right? The message is spread. I appreciate your ancestral run. Thank you for being tapped in. And I appreciate all y'all for tuning in. But please, all y'all fan bases, like, stop mentioning me just for, like, the next month or two or three. Whenever I make my decisions, please stop mentioning me.
That's a public figure, a celebrity, a basketball player. Asking the public not to talk about it. Just a cry. And a just begging for attention. And he's gotten it. He got what he wanted. Good for him. I don't know. He wants attention at home, and maybe he's not getting enough there. Ain't none of my business, though. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You want to talk about not getting attention at home. When we come back, I'm going to give you the number one athlete who needs to stop talking. Number one is coming up on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller and listener, I'm loving the show.
Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I gotta tell you, I've been listening to you, and I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, I have to deliver to you a new top six list. And tonight, it's a list of athletes who need to stop talking. And in a few moments, I'm going to share with you number one. But let me give you a quick recap. And if you missed the entire and full reasoning, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Easy. Anyway, at number six, I gave you Aaron Rodgers. Even today, it's just comments about his exit from the Green Bay Packers. It's like, man, we've done this already. Just a few weeks ago, you were saying you were done, and now you're still kind of talking about it. Why are you defending yourself? You're gone. Please, shut it down. At number five, this guy may not really be an athlete, certainly not a professional. He is a moneymaker. I wish he would stop talking. I wish someone would shut him up like a professional. I'm talking about Jake Paul. He's going to fight Nate Diaz in a boxing match on August 5th. And he's already calling out, he might as well go to Mayweather. His brother fought Mayweather. He's calling out Conor McGregor. What else is new? Just trying to make money. At number four, I gave you someone who actually is a professional. He beats the living hell out of people. His name is Tyson Fury. For whatever reason, Tyson Fury is devolving into the world of celebrity carnival barker fights by calling out John Jones when he should be calling out Alexander Usyk, who pretty much has and owns the other heavyweight titles. Don't bring yourself down, Tyson Fury. Top six athletes who need to stop talking. And number three, I gave you Draymond Green. I think that is self-explanatory. And number two, I gave you Kyrie Irving. He's on Instagram Live telling everybody, hey, don't talk about me, guys. Just don't tag me on social media. Man, millions of people are following your ass, man. Just stop with the nonsense. Yeah, he's number two on the list. And I think it's time that we get to the top of the list. The biggest athlete who needs to stop talking, what number is it?
Number one.
He doesn't play anymore. There has to be something wrong with him. Just take a listen to Scottie Pippen.
LeBron will be the greatest statistical guy to ever play the game of basketball. And there's no comparison to him. None. So, does that make him the greatest player to ever play the game? I'll leave that out for debating, because I don't believe that there's a great player, because our game is a team game, and one player can't do it. Like, I seen Michael Jordan play before I came to play with the Bulls. You guys seen him play. He's a horrible player. He was horrible to play with. He was all one-on-one. He's shooting bad shots. And all of a sudden, we become a team and we start winning. Everybody forgot who he was.
Every time I hear that, if you did not know that he was referring to was Michael Jordan. People forgot who Michael Jordan was, horrible, and then when they started winning, they forgot who he was. We talked about this last week, so I don't want to beat a dead horse, but there's some things going on with Scottie.
Everybody forgot who he was.
Scottie Pippen needs a full intervention. I know his son passed away a few years ago. I know that Michael Jordan's son is dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife, and Scottie Pippen just comes across as just extremely bitter, extremely angry. I don't even need to go around trying to justify why everything that he just said was wrong. You can go back and look at the stats, the numbers, and the history. There is something wrong with Scottie Pippen. Not only does Scottie need to stop talking, he needs to have his internet access revoked. No Wi-Fi, no phone, no social media, no interviews. Just sell your book. And then in your book, leave Michael Jordan's name out of it.
That's how he's selling it, JR.
But I got Scottie Pippen here as... he ain't helping. Ain't nobody buying that book. I got Scottie Pippen here. Number one athlete who needs to stop talking. Let me give you a recap. Aaron Rodgers at 6. Jake Paul at 5. Somebody shut him up. And number 4, Tyson Fury. And number 3, Draymond Green. And number 2, Kyrie Irving. And number 1, Scottie Pippen. Like, what do you even say after this? What can Scottie Pippen say after this? What is he going to say, that Dennis Rodman and Michael Jordan were dating? Like, what dumbass nonsense do you come up with next? There's nothing. Scottie Pippen has reached his peak. It's pretty terrible. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I just gave you 6 athletes who need to stop talking. Who is an athlete that you feel needs to just quiet it down? I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I've been listening to you maybe 10, 11 months. And I always appreciate you being poignant, intelligent, and exacting when you have to be.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. So much news coming down the pipe today about people who talk and don't talk. You got Shannon Sharp leaving Undisputed on Fox and leaving behind Skip Bayless at the end of the NBA Finals. And I gave you tonight a top six list of athletes who need to stop talking. At number six, I gave you Aaron Rodgers. At number five, I gave you Jake Paul. At number four, I gave you Tyson Fury. At number three, I gave you Draymond Green. At number two, I gave you Kyrie Irving. And at number one, I gave you Scottie. Michael Jordan is horrible. Everybody forgot about him. Pippen. And so now the phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, who are some other athletes, or who is another athlete that you wish would just stop talking? Let's go ahead. Hit the phone lines up. Let's start off. John from Houston, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I think you need a baseball player on there, and I think it's got to be Trevor Bauer. He's overseas playing, pitching terribly, still posting videos on Twitter. And he should have stopped talking before he even went overseas, before he even got in trouble off the field when he was with the Dodgers. He was insufferable then, and he's still overseas, not pitching very well, still talking. So I think you need to add him to the list.
He is still – I thought he disappeared – how are you keeping up with him? I thought he disappeared into obscurity overseas. Man, he's in, what, Taiwan?
I think Taiwan, yeah. Check out – he's on Twitter. He posts videos every now and then, like, you know, like nothing ever happened and, you know, all is good. So he still pops up on Twitter from time to time. I want to say one thing about Scottie Pippen. He said – this quote was the game of basketball. He said the game of basketball. You know who used to always say the game of basketball? It was Michael Jordan. He wouldn't say basketball. He would say the game of basketball. Whether he likes it or not, Michael Jordan rubbed off on Scottie Pippen more than he'll ever know, and he needs to show him some respect.
Yeah. Well, I think there's some issues going on there. John, thank you for calling from Houston. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Man, Trevor Bauer, he's not in Taiwan. That's Dwight Howard. Trevor Bauer is actually in Japan, and I haven't heard, I don't seek out anything that he says. You know, there are very few people who I meet in the public space, in the public sphere, who I really feel like are disgusting human beings. Like Trevor Bauer, without having met the man or spoken to the guy, I try not to really draw hardcore conclusions on people that I don't meet. I wouldn't even want to be in a guy's vicinity. He's a disgusting human being. And so, hey, let's leave his ass over in Japan. I'm sure they're not happy to have him either. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about athletes who just need to stop talking. Charles is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm good. Go ahead.
I think the great LeBron James need to just chill with his GOAT discussion. I know he came out with a tweet recently pretty much saying that he's number one. And I just think that you that guy, you don't have to keep reminding people that you're number one. Mike never did it. Kobe never did it. Most of the greats never did it. So why do we keep to hear that you're number one from you? So that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Charles, for calling from Baltimore. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Dre. He's calling from Seattle. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's up, JR? It's been a minute, like Tony Bennett on stage. You already know how we do it, man. We keep it flowing like Fluto. You don't know, I thought you already knew it. Yeah, man, it's, you know, I was going to say Scottie Pippen. I was going to say Jalen Rose. We talk about everybody should pay a minimum of $100 for a haircut. But I'm going to go with Carlton Banks, a.k.a. Russell Wilson, because Carlton, yeah, he's more – he turned Hollywood on us, man, out here, and all of a sudden he just switched lanes, you know. and start acting, you know, funny more than Bugs Bunny. And I was like, wow, come on, man. You know, you don't have to get more plastic than the 15-cent bag at the grocery store on us on the microphone. And I was like, wow, really? Come on, man. Quit saying all that on the podium, because we all know that it sounds fake. It really is fake, and all this and that and that and that. But I really want to call about GRE.
Wait. Hold on.
I used to work at a restaurant, but I never was a waiter.
Damn, shut up. I got a question for you. The guy spoke. He's rapping. He's speaking. I want to talk to him. He's just talking. I had a simple question before he wanted to go on to his next point. I mean, damn. Sheesh.
When are you going to make a top six callers list?
Never. He won't be on it. He was a good caller, and I'm trying to talk to him and have a conversation. He's like, take a breath.
He's fired up.
What is that, an excuse?
No, I'm not making excuses for Dre. I'm just saying he's excited to be on with you. There's a lot of people that
That's not excited to be on. It's just like, wait. Yeah. If I say wait, I said it in English. It's just like, wait, slow down for a minute. That doesn't mean talk or yell over me. That doesn't mean run through me. I'm not fired up to be on. It's like, wait. Let's see how long he will wait. 855-212-4CBS. Easton is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How's it going, man?
I'm cool, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. One of my favorite shows. One of the guys that I think that needs to shut the hell up is Ja Morant. Oh, my goodness. He's got more gun flashes on IG Live than he does playoff wins. The man just won't shut up about he's not scared of the West or anything, and he can't win. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, well, I think he's going to have plenty of time to think about his future. I don't think we'll be hearing from him anytime soon. So, Easton, I think you'll actually get your wish there. Okay, he ran out of jokes. Hey, Matt is calling from Los Angeles. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Matt.
You're on. Hello?
Yep, you're live on the radio.
Hey, what's up, man? I just think Aaron Rodgers needs to shut up. I mean, everything between him crying as a fan of the Packers when he played for the Packers, and then he goes to the Jets, and he's done his little...
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Matt. Was that a dog or a child in the back? I don't know. Arthur's calling from Mississippi. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Arthur.
What's going on, brother?
How are you?
Oh, man, good, man. Just riding, man, headed to Georgia. Okay. But I want to say, man, Scottie Pippen, man, that guy, man, he just talks and talks and talks and talks. And, I mean, dang, if you don't like somebody, man, okay, we understand it, but you play with the man. I mean, you was a sidekick. We understand that. But, you know, you got your rings. I mean, yeah, you helped out. Rodman, Grant, you know, all you guys helped out. But, I mean, Jordan was the man. The man hit clutch shots.
Yeah, well, to Scottie Pippen, he was horrible before he got there, and everybody forgot about him when Scottie arrived. So there you have it.
All right, man. Have a good one.
You as well, Arthur. Thank you for calling from Mississippi. Let's try Dre from Seattle again. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Dre, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Well, thank you for slowing down. The question that I wanted to ask you, because you mentioned Russell Wilson as being someone who you wish would stop talking, how do you feel about the Seahawks already giving up his number 3?
Well, I don't mind at all, because he didn't want to be here. You know, he didn't want to be here, and he made that fact. He wanted Pete Carroll and John Snyder, GM John Snyder, fired. And when that didn't happen, he wanted to move to Denver. He wanted to get traded to Denver. So, you know, and I was upset, you know, when the awards came out. I know individual awards, you know, I know that's really not too much when it comes to offensively and defensively, rookie of the years. I think we got kind of shafted out here, because I think Tariq Woolen should have got over Sauce Gardner, because he had 6 picks, had forced 2 turnovers, and had a pick 6 for the house, one of them for a touchdown.
Yeah.
I know Sauce Gardner had 2 picks.
Did I have this conversation with you about defensive rookie of the year months ago? Was that with you?
No, that wasn't me. That
okay.
Was,
yeah, so I'll give the simple explanation here. When they don't even throw the ball in your direction, you're not going to have interceptions. That's
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you, but offensively, the running back, Kenneth Walker, hit 9 touchdowns and 1,000 yards rushing.
I'm not talking about the offensive player of the year, rookie of the year. I'm talking about defensive rookie. So
I'm talking about all of them. I'm talking about head coach,
So my argument isn't so much about the offense, because I don't think there is one. You can argue whoever you want for offensive rookie of the year. But for defensive rookie of the year, specifically as it relates to Woolen, who's now getting his knee fixed, and then also Sauce Gardner, I think there's a much more of a justification to say they don't even throw the ball your way. What
wrong.
Was the other point
You're
that
wrong,
you were trying
he
to
gave
make
more
earlier
yards. He gave
on
him more
the
yards.
Show?
Sauce
what
Gardner
was the other?
Yards.
What was the other point you were trying to make earlier in the show?
Head coach of the year went to Butterbean of the New York football midgets, and that should not have happened. Pete Carroll wasn't even on the list as a candidate for head coach of the year. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
tried.
Insufferable. I mean, insufferable. Oh, my God.
You gave him a lot of leash there, JR.
And he has enough to be a good caller. He has enough to contribute. But then he just goes and goes and goes. He's the guy that you don't want to talk to at the barbecue. He's the guy that you don't want to be stuck next to on the airplane. He's the guy that you don't want to be stuck behind or next to in the grocery store. Because he can start a nice conversation. Oh, this is a nice guy. Good conversation. But then he's just not stopping. Well, let me check my list again. 1 second. Top 6 athletes who need to stop talking. That guy, what's his name? Andre or Dre, Shep?
It was Dre.
Dre from Seattle, man. You're not an athlete. You can't be on the list. But you need to stop talking. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. See, I get paid to talk. It works for me, not for you. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. Don't move.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
The finals are here, and the biggest assist is happening off the court. BetQL has the best sportsbook deals, bonus offers, and exclusive access to risk-free bets, giving you more bang for your basketball buck. Visit BetQL to unlock special offers and finish the season on a winning note. Whether you're riding with the Joker in Denver or playoff Jimmy in Miami, BetQL's bonus offers can be the alley to your sports betting oop. Go to BetQL.com/hoops to take advantage of these exclusive offers. That's BetQL.com/hoops.